بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. فقال رجل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصره إذا كان مظلوما، أرأيت إن كان ظالما كيف انصره؟ قال تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره. رواه البخاري. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that help your brother irrespective of whether he is the oppressor or the oppressed. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That help your brother irrespective if he is the oppressor or he is the oppressed. A man asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can help him if he is the oppressed, but how can I help him if he is the oppressor? Good question. It sounds that how can you help a person that is causing the oppression? In other words, if you're helping somebody that's causing the oppression, then you are also party to the oppression. So that was the thought that came to the Sahabi's mind. So therefore he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you should stop him or prevent him from his oppression. This is how you should help him. In other words, you don't help him to do that oppression, but you help him to stop that oppression. This is how you help the oppressor. Now under this sometimes we find that you'll get a person that will assist and he'll help to stop a person harming someone else physically. Firstly, zulm is such a serious thing, we did it previously also, that a person, وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّ, that a person places something in its place that he doesn't belong to. For example, that harm that he's causing, whether it is verbally, whether it's psychologically, whether it's mentally, whatever harm he's causing to somebody, that person is not deserving of that harm. So now that harm that he's causing is called zulm, because that person is not the place for his verbal abuse, for his mental abuse, for his extortion. So that's not the place for it. So he's taking that and putting it in the wrong place. This is zulm. Or for example, a teacher hitting the child. The child is not deserving of that hiding at all. And now he's doing this. Now this becomes zulm. Or if a person takes more than is deserving, that wealth is not deserving to be with him. He is not the place. He is not the place for receiving that wealth, but he's taking more, he's extorting or he's stealing. So now this is how zulm takes so many different shades. So this is such a broad explanation ulama have given us so nicely. وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّ, to take something and put it in the wrong place, that this is zulm. So like that, how many times it happens that people are being abused in different ways. So they are not worthy of that abuse and they are getting it. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that help your brother. If he is oppressed and you're helping him, what a great reward you'll be getting for this. Assisting him for being oppressed. And if the brother is a oppressor, then also you help him by stopping him. How often we get happy if someone comes and tells us that beware, there's a certain con man that is operating, or there's a con team that is operating. Sometimes they may come with a very glossy catalogue offering you this and offering you that at such high prices. All you got to do is pay a deposit. And once you pay the deposit, you don't see that person and you don't see the goods also. So how happy we'll get. We'll thank that person that warns us, that you warned us and you told us and you brought it to the attention and you brought it to the community's attention, that be careful of such and such a person, that he's taking many people for a ride. People are appreciative. Why? Because we got value for that money. That money means a lot to us. This person that gave us the warning, we appreciative. We thank him because he saved us our money. Like that, if somebody comes and tells us that there's a certain child that's on drugs, and be careful, don't let your children play with that person or that child, because there's a very great likelihood that your children also going to get influenced with the drugs. Many other children have got influenced. So now, because of the love we have for our children, what will we do? We'll thank that person that came to tell us that be careful, that don't let your children. We'll thank him. Why? We got love for our children, and we value the company also that they keep. So similarly, in the same light, sometimes you'll get ulama that they can see what harms are going on in the community. They can see the different fitnas that are taking place in the community, different conditions that are happening. So they will warn also the public that be careful of this fitna that is taking place, this fear that is taking place, this new innovation that is taking place. Or sometimes they'll even see that there are dangerous speakers that are around, so they'll warn us about it. So in light of this, like how we love our children, We love our wealth, and we thank people that come and warn us with regards to our wealth, with regards to our families. We thank them. Similarly, we should be grateful to those ulama that warn us also about the fitnas that are taking place, warn us about the different harms that are taking place in society. Because actually, if we look at all of them, we look at our wealth, we look at our families, and we look at our deen, the most important thing is our deen. So those people that will warn us, at that time we must appreciate and thank them that they are doing it sincerely. So long as it is being done sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should thank them. Not that suddenly we get aggressive and get defensive. No, we should thank people that warning us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this time and age where there are so many fitnas that are going around. Recently one person came, he says that he's married for over 30 years. Over 30 years he's married, and now what has happened is his wife has been looking at the YouTube, at a certain speaker, a certain celebrity speaker, and she's been following him for some time now. Firstly, we say that we shouldn't be watching videos at all. This is something that is not permissible. But anyway, just to show you the harms of what happens. So he's saying that I thought that she was doing a good thing, that she's watching some celebrity speaker and the way he's speaking. But after a while, after continuously watching, now she has got an infatuation. She's got love for that speaker. So much of love she got for the speaker that if anything I have to tell her or we have to speak, all the time that speaker is doing this and that speaker is doing this and the speaker that I saw is doing this. So in other words, whatever he's doing, she wants her husband to behave exactly like how that speaker is, that celebrity speaker is behaving. And this is only what sometimes we see one side of their life that becomes apparent to us. We don't know the other side of their life. But now how many women get captivated like that? They get captivated, they expect their husbands now to behave just like that. So now he's telling me, I may grandfather, I'm a dada, my wife is a dadi, she's a grandmother, but our marriage now is on the rocks, on the verge of breaking after so many years. And what caused it? Because people are getting carried away with these type of things. So therefore, in ulama warn us that don't watch these type of things. Be careful. You don't listen to everyone. Be careful of who you take your deen from, etc. We must thank them, because later down the line you find that when a marriage now suddenly comes on the rocks, then we'll wonder what happened, where did it go wrong. So therefore we have to be very, very careful, especially in this time and age when there are so many different fitnas that are lashing us from all sides. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice on our deen correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be firm and straight in our deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to practice deen such that we don't bring in new type of innovations also in our deen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil